Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy. The weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means, so if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I have a simple damn question to ask. Where the fuck is Black Lives Matter?
Here's a file steal that's music to your ears. Get 150 meg internet, TV, and phone for just $79.99 a month.
Where the fuck is Black Lives Matter? Sorry, I got I get commercials on my show now, so that way, you know, I could start paying using the show to pay some bills, so that way I could continue doing this for free. But yeah, the whole Stevens murder of that 74-year-old grandfather, Robert Godwin Sr., may he rest in peace. And now, you know what? And I hate to be a part of this. But now, that poor man is going to get politicized. And but the thing is, it's a fair question. As an organization that focuses on nothing but identity politics, that uses incorrect data, or uses blanket statement, the police are racist. Don't get me wrong. I would, you know, hold the police, law enforcement, their feet to the fire. Of course. I mean, but don't just think, oh, they hate black people. They're going after black people. The worst case of a police brutality I ever heard of, being in New York, of course, Abner Louima, Amadou Diallo in the 90s, and those police officers got off. That's disgusting. But also, the police officers that beat the living crap out of Kelly Thomas, who was a schizophrenic homeless man who was white, and he was apologizing, saying, "I'm sorry, Daddy, help me, Daddy, I'm sorry," screaming for his father. We got Mildred in the chat room. How you doing, Mildred? Take a sip of my Sprite Zero. Fresh, refreshing, crisp. So, but, you know, first of all, let me, in case you haven't heard about this story, in case you're one of the few that have not heard, there was a gentleman. Well, fuck it, not a gentleman. There was a fuckboy, a fucking animal, demonic, demon worshipping, Satan cock sucking animal who got broken up with by his girlfriend of 3 years. Who, honestly, whoever starts blaming her, because, well, no, okay, well, let me get my thoughts together. His girlfriend broke up with him. He was distraught. Instead of handling his emotions like a man, movingon.org, perhaps pursuing other love interests, gathering himself, and moving on, he decided that he was so angry at being broken up with, because how dare someone have a choice? How dare someone who, you know, make a decision for their own lives and make a decision that that person wasn't good fit for their lives? He decided to go out and pick a random person and kill them and record it on Facebook Live. It's so fucking senseless. I can't even fathom. And honestly, as you know, I have been rejected many times. In fact, over stupid reasons. But the thought never crossed my mind to kill someone. The thought never crossed my mind to decide to pick a random person and kill them. I've never even thought to kill the person that rejected me. The only time I've done anything out of retaliation is after they fucked with me. I mean, and even still, it wasn't violent. It was petty as fuck. Because, hello, ladies and gentlemen, I am the king. I have a black belt in passive-aggressive pettiness. I am the king of pettiness. But it's like, you can't... honestly, no one's worth going to jail for. But then he picks someone that has nothing to do with the whole situation. So then, this bitch made faggot, and I'm just not even gonna, I don't give a fuck. This is a libertarian podcast. You curse too much. Well, you know what? Fuck it. This is uncensored. And you know, I speak from the heart, the gut, and my ass. You know, it's just... So, Robert Godwin Sr. was murdered on Facebook Live. Shot in the head. Had nothing to do with it. This dude blames his girlfriend. Oh, this is why you're getting killed. It makes... The senseless doesn't seem to be the correct enough word to use. I can't understand it. It makes no sense to me. He's a black man that killed another black man. Earlier today, they, after 5 days of searching for him, Sunday he killed him. So after 3 days of a manhunt, 5-state manhunt for this animal. The coward, which it really shouldn't surprise me because, again, he's a bitch-made coward, simp, demon-worshipping scum. He took his own life when the cops got close. I don't feel bad that he's dead. I wish he was killed by... I wish he was killed by the cops. I wish he got a chance to be shot and murdered. Well, shot and killed. Well, executed or put to sleep by the police. So that way there would be a more sense of justice. So, on my Facebook feed, I posted this, and I will read the comments, because it's a question that it must be asked. Let me get it, because I don't want to misquote myself, because that's how much of an anal fucking retentive son of a bitch I am. Where the fuck is Black Lives Matter on about Stevens killing an innocent black grandfather? Huh? Where the fuck are you? Where is your outrage? I swear, if you stay quiet on this shit, I hope you all get spat in your damn faces. His name was Robert Godwin Sr. He had 14 grandchildren. Where the fuck are they? They'll come out when it's a goddamn actual criminal committing a fucking crime. And he fights the cops and they get shot. He's like, oh, you have to shoot him. They'll freaking have a fucking march. They'll freaking give the motherfucker sainthood if he's killed by the racist cops. Ah, yes. Refreshing Sprite Zero. Nice, crisp, lime taste. So this is what I got. Let me read the comments I got, and I will. Like, I mean, I have my Skype open, Crotch Shot Radio on Skype. If you guys want to call in, Mildred comments, Black Lives Matters not there because they care more about looking good than doing good. They don't care about blacks one bit. True story. True story. Because let me read the comments. Let me read these comments here. Angel Rosado, who is also a frequent listener, he goes, exactly. That should be the topic of your next show, which is why I'm doing it. Thank you. Oni-eyed says, what is there to protest? # stupid logic. And I said, what is there to protest? I misread it. I'm just going to read it because, you know, let me be transparent because, you know, I misread his question. I was like, nope, nothing, silence, nope, nothing, silence, which is pretty much on par with that shit movement. Where the fuck... Okay. I mentioned another comic because she's a Black Lives Matter activist and she, you know, she shitted on me. So I was like, where the fuck is she on this? Because she's like one of those like socialist May Day fucking marching in motherfuckers. So you already admit there's nothing to protest. So what's your point? I don't know where Elsa is. I'm not her. Oh, I misread. I thought you asked if Black Lives Matter is protesting. They should be protesting. Black-on-black violence. This guy shot and killed an innocent grandfather for no reason. Why would they protest? This guy killed a guy because he got broken up with. Race had nothing to do with. It's unanimous across the board. He should be shot on sight. Don't know why you brought up race. Are you kidding me? Both the murderer and the victim are both black. Don't you fucking dare. I ain't white. And my god sister, who is pro-black and a Black Lives Matter activist, says they better come out on this. Unless he killed the guy because he was black, your argument makes no sense. Can you provide proof that he killed him because of his ethnicity? When the cops get away with it, it's wrong too. But blacks are still dying on the streets. It's not either or, it's both and more. Cool, but I rarely see you speak up when cops do it. Because cops do it to every race. The police kill whites, blacks, and Latins. Google Kelly Thomas. So you're just not that moved when they do it. And they're not supposed to. But this is where you make your stance. That's cool, man. Alrighty. First of all, funny how there's nothing to do with it when it suits them. Okay, yes, yeah, says Mildra. Alright, this is my issue. Like, look, black lives do matter. They matter. But you can't just go and focus on one aspect on how black people are dying and not focus on the other thing. And this has been a point of contention since Black Lives Matter inception. Like, 28 people got, and I could be wrong, but 28 people got shot. I forgot how many got killed in Chicago. Nothing's being done with that. Where the fuck is Black Lives Matter on that? Don't get me wrong. The police are wrong when they, when they shoot an innocent person or kill an innocent person. They're wrong. But, like, we gotta look at it on a case-by-case basis. And not just be like, you're racist! You're racist! Like, come on. Look, Google Kelly Thomas. I mean, that there was a white guy that got shot by the cops. Well, no, he got shot, but his kid got killed. But it was determined that he was fucking up and he caused his, like, he did something that caused the cops to shoot him. I forgot the whole story, but, I mean, the Kelly Thomas thing is horrific. But I'm sorry, Mike Brown was a criminal. The forensics fucking supports the police officer's story. And I'm not a fan of George Zimmerman. I'm not a fan. I wish they would have killed each other. But the moron with the better equipment won that fight. And yes, George Zimmerman is a fucking moron. He's a wannabe cop. And he thought he had more. And this is coming from me. I am a security guard. I do not act like a cop. In fact, when shit goes down, the job is to observe and report. The job is, if something goes down, you call the cops. The ones with the ones that I pay tax dollars to, or you, we pay tax dollars, who carry the guns, that have the power to knock someone out when they're doing something, when they break the law, and take them away. It's not my job to be like, put your hands up. Nope, sorry, I'm not duty bound. It's not my job. I don't act like a cop. I am basically a video camera with a heartbeat. Damn, I've been mad thirsty today. But this really shows like how hypocritical Black Lives Matter is. I mean, at the very least, fucking condemn it. at the very least, we're like, we're sorry for the family's loss. This type of violence must end within our communities. Fathers need to be cherished and black fathers matter. I mean, I just saw that video from Prager University, like not even 5 minutes. Well, yeah, more than 5 minutes ago. The fact is, I mean, let's really talk about it. You want to talk about the problem? Why black lives need to matter? We need to make sure black fathers remain in the family. We need to, and you know what? And I'm saying we because, you know what? I'm a dark-skinned Hispanic. I have African blood in me, so fuck it. You're not black enough. If you anybody says that, suck the fattest part of my ass. Eat the shit out my ass. You're not black enough. I probably would be a fucking sissy if my father wasn't in my life. Fathers matter. And you know what? Guaranteed, if the black family gotten stronger, a nuclear black family got stronger, a lot of this shit would end. A lot of families would be stronger. Hey, maybe we would have had 10, 15, 30, well, 10, maybe 5 or 10 fucking U.S. presidents. Hopefully fucking libertarian candidates. But studies show when there's a father in the home, it builds a stronger community. That, you know, you wanna protect black lives? Protect black fathers. Make it like condemn the whole culture of, I'm a strong black woman, I don't need a man. Stop making wedlock babies. Stop it. Like, stop it. It's not cute you have... It's not cute if you have, like, two kids or three kids from three different baby daddies. That shit ain't cute. That shit is mad unattractive. And you're probably pretty much signing your child's death warrant. Well, death certificate. Because they're going to try to seek out a positive role model. And then they get into gangs and they start doing that other stupid shit. Because you got retards fucking raising retards that were raised by retards. That's who I blame for poor Robert Godwin Sr., father of 9, grandfather of 14. Died for no reason because some fuckboy couldn't handle rejection. Didn't know how to dust himself off, pick himself up, and keep it moving. He didn't know, hey, you know what? MoveOn.org. There's more fish in the sea. And you know what also gets me sick? I mean, what's the name of this girlfriend? I mean, because I just, I saw that they were blaming Joy Lane, Steven Stevens' ex-girlfriend, for this to happen. In fact, hold on, let me read this, because now I guess this is the first time I'll ever agree with a a feminist website. So I guess it's 10:54 p.m. on a Tuesday, April 18th. And finally, I guess a broken clock is right twice. But this is from HelloBeautiful.com. No, Join Lay is not to blame for Steven's actions. Stop trying to point the finger at the ex-girlfriend for the senseless murder that Steven's committed. Okay, let me read this quick article. What was she supposed to be? A peaceful Easter Sunday ended in tragedy for an innocent elderly man who was doing nothing but walking down the street after dinner. Cleveland investigators say that Robert Godwin Sr.'s death was random, as they believed that Stevens just walked up to the 74-year-old and shot him dead. In the video of the murder that was posted on Facebook, Stevens is heard saying, "Found me somebody I'm about to kill, this old dude." According to the same video, as a 34-year-old geared up to shoot Godwin, he's 37, which makes it worse. I'm 33. But still, you know, he's closer to 40, still acting like a fucking bitch. According to the same video, as a 34-year-old geared up to shoot Godwin, Stevens said his ex-girlfriend's name, Joy Lane, and added, "She's the reason this is about to happen to you." In another video, Stevens said he won't stop killing until his mother and ex-girlfriend call him. "I'm killing motherfuckers all because of this bitch. She's putting me at the pushing point. Today is Easter. Easter Day Joy Lane Massacre." Where while there were plenty of condolences being given on Twitter and Facebook for the Godwin family like clockwork, misogynoir, the intersections of racism, sexism geared toward black women reared its ugly head when folks began to blame Lane for Stevens' unhinged and murderous behavior. Peering through my timeline, I've witnessed both men and women question why Lane didn't just call Stevens, wanting to know what she did to invoke this type of behavior, and that perhaps Lane should have been killed instead of Godwin. Even worse, Lane's sexual skills have been said to have caused the Godwin's death, and she isn't pretty enough to drive a man insane. That shit is just sick to me. I mean, look, I'm not trying to be a simp. I'm not trying to be a Captain Save-A-Ho because, you know, I don't know nothing about Joy Lane, so innocent until proven guilty. So, you know, she's not a hoe. I'm not saying she's a hoe, but I can't find fault in that. Why would you, if you broke up, obviously the man was insane. Obviously there was something wrong with him for her to break up with him. Obviously. And as someone that has dealt with, you know, women that were, I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to hear their voice. I don't want to hear they're crazy. I don't want that shit. And then you're blaming her sexual prowess or what she did. Like, what in the fuck? Like, what is wrong with people? Like, how can you freaking bring fault on this woman's feet? The fault is with Stevens alone. Like, honestly, like a sane person would be like, "Oh, well, if I break up with him, he's going to kill somebody." No. You know what? If I was dating someone and I broke up with them and they, like, I knew that for a fact they would kill someone, I would call the motherfucking cops. He's a danger to others. Ah, yes. Another swig from my Sprite Zero. Very refreshing, very crisp, delicious. Mildred goes, "Always blaming something else like that will absolve their responsibility. Scapegoating." Here's some tweets. "I wonder what that Joy Lane lady did that pissed off that Steve guy so bad. Like, a dude is dead and she won't even talk about it. What the fuck, lady?" Really? What the fuck is that supposed... Like, see, Ugh. It makes no damn sense to me. What the fuck is she supposed to do? She doesn't have no... She owes that son of a bitch nothing. And you know what? Me, like, look, I grew up Jehovah's Witness, but I hope... We grew up knowing or being taught that there's no such place as hell. I wish there was. I wish there was or is a certain place where sons of bitches like him fucking are tortured eternally. I hope. Joy Lane has nothing to do with this. Leave that poor woman alone. This Joy... Again, more tweets. This Joy Lane bitch needs to call dude ASAP so he can chillite. Any bitch that got pussy like Joy Lane, stay the fuck away from me, bitch. Really? Like, am I the only... Like, honestly, these fucking comments are so stupid. I don't even... I can't even think of what fucking argument to explain, like... Freaking puss... Like, no. The fact is, he was weak. He was weak, and you know, instead of... Like, he was so weak, he needed a gun. He needed a gun to shoot he went after a 74-year-old man who couldn't defend himself. Is it fucked up that I think that guy should just kill Joy Lane instead of all those other people? I'm on Joy Lane ass. She ruined my Easter. I don't know why that Cleveland nigga killed a people over that ugly bitch Joy Lane. That nigga better get a bag and go home. No disrespect, but if somebody had to die, it should have been Joy Lane. Why does she have to die? Why does she have to die? She's supposed to stay in an unhappy relationship with some obvious psychopath? With some obvious guy with mental issues, he's supposed to stay with him? Are you fucking kidding me? And then she needs to die because she couldn't take his crazy ass anymore and she needed happiness in her life? She needed to be happy in her life and have peace in her life? Obviously, this dude would... Like, honestly, like, really, I can only imagine this dude was a fucking disaster for her life. Talk about, back to the article, talk about the bottom of the barrel. Thankfully, there were plenty of folks speaking out against this nonsense. Okay, this is leave black women the fuck alone. Leave Black Lives Matter the fuck alone. Leave the mental illness the fuck alone. Leave Joy Lane the fuck alone. Okay, no, I'm not leaving Black Lives Matter the fuck alone. They need to fucking condemn this shit. It's not Joy Lane's fault. In that order, say it with me. It's not Joy Lane's fault. Praying for Joy Lane. She is the victim in this as well. She deserves peace and freedom. Now she won't get it. Oh no, she'll get her peace and freedom. No, she deserves her peace and freedom. She does. She deserved to be. She owed that son of a bitch nothing. Nothing. If you are unhappy in a relationship, you have every right to leave. And this is coming from someone that's been rejected all the fucking time for stupid reasons, but you know. Sometimes people are just not right for each other. Sometimes it takes time to realize someone's not right for you. People deserve to have peace and freedom. If you blame Joy Lane for this man's horrendous actions, you're the worst kind of person and are deluded as hell. Amen. Yes. Yes. This is... please respect our wishes. Steve Stevens' ex-girlfriend Joy Lane responds to the horrific tragedy. I feel for Joy Lane to lay this murder at her feet. I can't imagine what she must be going through. Anyone who wants to put blame for these murders on Joy Lane rather than on a toxic masculinity, male entitlement. Ugh. God damn it. Toxic masculinity. Honestly, let's let toxic masculinity. Don't get me fucking started. First of all, no. Just because this son of a bitch is insane, well, was insane, that he had a mental issue, so don't fucking toxic masculinity. Because you know what? Masculinity does not mean you own a woman. No. Sorry. It doesn't. It doesn't. It's not masculine to, like, freaking beat your chick and act like you own her. Or act like she own you. No. No. And now I'm not reading this because they like the patriarchy. No, the patriarchy. Don't fucking blame the patriarchy for this son of a bitch either. Don't blame masculinity or the patriarchy on this son of a bitch. Because I'm masculine. I'm about the patriarchy because you know what? If I'm married to someone and I have a family, I believe in the patriarchy in my position or in my responsibility as a masculine male and as a patriarch of a family to bust my ass to provide and protect my family. That is what the patriarchy is. I hear. Here's a tweet. I better not hear none of that toxic masculinity crap over this Joy Lane mess. As a masculine man, I hope Joy Lane is safe. Amen. That's from at ProBlack6121. I agree. But it's not her fault. He needs to be held at his, you know, he needs to be held to his own actions. Oh, and finally, there's a one part of this article that I disagree with, but fuck it. So, oh man. And okay. Also wanted to get into this whole Antifa, the fight that happened. The Antifa fight. Did you see the Antifa friggin' Trump supporter fight on pay-per-view on Sunday? On this episode of, you know, on this week's episode of, you know, I'm a girl, you can't hit me, but I could fucking start swinging and you better not hit me back. There's this one girl who they're calling Moldy Locks. She was trying to hit people with a glass bottle and she got punched in the face. Because, of course, Antifa, they want, every time there's a Trump rally, somebody wants to, they want to come and try to fucking swing on somebody and be like, we're going to scalp some Nazis. So now, some Trump supporters, they've gotten fed up and now they're getting violent right back and they're getting there. They're kicking anti-fascism's ass. And I'm sorry, as someone that I am an egalitarian, I go, of course, libertarian, egalitarian. If you are, like my mom used to say, if a girl is going to be man enough to hit a man, she better be man enough to take a hit from one. And this chick, I don't know if you've seen the video, she got knocked the fuck, she got her shit pushed in, pretty much. Dude fucking knuckled up and punched her out like a man. Well, apparently not that hard because she wasn't bleeding. Because if I was to lay into a bitch that was trying to cut me with a fucking bottle, oh, trust and believe, if I laid into her with all my strength, something getting broken. And I'm not saying that with pride. I'm just saying that that's a matter of fact. And I don't care what anybody says. Oh, there's no reason to hit a woman. No. If you're going to harm me because you don't like my beliefs, I'm going to defend myself. That's it. No. I don't, like, unless I fucking touch you, unless I fucking assault you in any way or you know, like, I would understand getting cut if I grabbed a woman's ass without her knowledge. Yeah, I would understand that. But, oh, he voted for Trump. I'm going to try to hit him with a fucking glass bottle. Bitch, what? And you know how I hate Antifa. And this is someone, I'm like, I'm not really that much of a Trump supporter anymore because he's doing shit that I do not agree with. As a libertarian, he's pulling some shit I don't agree with. But I still do not believe that anyone has the right to hit someone because they have a different belief. I do not understand what's so hard about that concept. If you cannot fucking debate someone on an intellectual level, then your argument is shit. Ain't that logical? I think it's logical. So anyways, look, I got the chat room open. If you guys want to talk, feel free in chat. I also have the Skype open at Crotch Shot Radio on the Skype. Feel free, add to me. So. Oops. But I'm getting tired of this whole anti-fascism. I'm like, I mean, and this also ties into my other podcast that I talked about, lazy protests. If you actually believe the president, put in work. If you're against the president, put in work. Hold his feet to the fire. Call your congressman. Call this. Actually put in fucking work. Like me, I'm trying to put in work because you know what? There's shit that I want to change, but if the government's not going to do it, if there's something that you believe in that the government, that you feel the government should be doing or that should be happening, if you want to help women get abortions, you pay for it. How's about you start a non-profit where people donate money to and you take it out the government's hands? Because the government is fucking mismanages everything in the fucking first place. If there's something the government is doing wrong, or you something that you want happened, or you want done, put in work, get it funded privately. Don't involve the government. If people want to get an abortion, get an abortion. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with abortion at all. Do I want to stop a woman from getting it? No. Why? Because I am a libertarian. I mean, it really, when it comes down to it, it's moot how I feel about it. It is moot how I feel with what a woman does with her own body. Yes, I do believe life starts at conception. It does. I do believe, I do find partial birth abortion repugnant, disgusting. I find the fact that some women use abortion as a form of birth control fucking irresponsible and disgusting. But do I feel like I have a say in the matter? No, I do not have a say when it comes to that. But I do have a say that if my tax dollars go and pay for that, it shouldn't pay for it. But if you want, if you feel like a woman should have free access to abortion, start a nonprofit, pay for it yourself. And that's something I learned from Alex Merced, the guest that I had yesterday. I mean, last week. But going out and fighting people, oh, you voted for Trump, we're going to fight. Well, you know what? Eat dick. You have no reason. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to today's show. Please smash that like button. Please like, comment, share. And, you know, if you're listening on Spreaker, please visit my advertiser, the person that sponsors this show. Please click the link. Please at least check out their whatever they're offering. It helped me out. It'll help me improve this show, afford to get more equipment, to start doing some upgrades. So, also follow me on Twitter. Twitter is at LouisB1, Gab at LouisB1, Instagram at LouisB1. You can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/LouisBComedy. I have a show coming up at Broadway Comedy Club on June 24th. All the info is at facebook.com/LouisBComedy. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.